If you have your Bible, turn with me over to Luke chapter 2, Luke chapter 2. And follow along as I read beginning at verse 15. Luke chapter 2 and verse 15. When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which they were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them. Let's pray together. Father, quiet our hearts here in this place. And through the ministry of your Holy Spirit, help us to see clearly what is here. This story is so familiar. Please don't let it lose significance in its familiarity. The wonder should still be there. The amazement that you would love us, all of us. That as we celebrate the birth of your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus, we know that was just the beginning of his work here on earth. He came that he might die for us, pay the penalty for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Any who come to the cross will not be turned away. Any who desire forgiveness will find it. What great love. Thank you. Help us to focus upon your word and what you have to say to us today. Take your word, your servant, and teach us, please. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hope, anticipating a promise. Isaiah said a child would be born. Faith in the details. Sometimes we forget that, especially as teachers. Sometimes the details are hard. They can be confusing, but the details are important, as in Bethlehem. The rabbis were happy, satisfied to think that someday a Redeemer would come. But a baby, born in an out-of-the-way place like Bethlehem? Surely the details aren't important. But when it's God making the promises, the proof is in the details. Hope and faith, together we see, produces joy. It begins with a step of faith. Verse 15, when the angels had departed from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let's go to wherever and see if this thing really happened." you know, that whoever said. Now, two things are very important. Maybe three. One, it would be really good if you had a copy of the Bible in your lap right now. But if you don't, it's even more important that there is a copy of one up here. Because what I just read isn't there. You need to know what the Bible says. Don't rely on me to tell you what it says. When the angels left, the shepherds began to say one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem." Now, these are shepherds. These are not well-educated men and women, probably. Just as with the illustration of David, it's usually the youngest. And if they can pawn shepherding off on the girls, they would do that as well. It was something nobody really wanted to do. But you get the impression that Bethlehem rang a chord. In part because it's probably where they all or mostly all lived. Bethlehem and the hills outside of Bethlehem were where most of the sheep and goats and rams came from that were sacrificed in the temple in Jerusalem. We're only about 5-6 miles away. And so while it was a small town, a seemingly insignificant town, it was important to the worship of Jerusalem, the worship of Israel. And even these men probably heard about the promise of Bethlehem. Did they believe it? Don't know. But the fact that they hear it tonight, it rings a chord with them, and they're excited to go and see, not if, but see this thing that has happened. Not if it happened. Do you suppose it happened? I wonder if it happened just exactly like. No. And see this thing that has happened, and this is important, which the Lord has made known unto or to us. Why is that important? You maybe remember that this evening starts with an angelic choir, an angelic announcement followed by an angelic choir. It's clear to these men, and maybe women, that they have heard from the messengers of God, who have been faithful to tell the message of God. So when they leave, no doubt having drawn straws or had some sort of order of seniority and said, okay, you have to stay with the sheep. We're going, because we can't leave them out here alone. They can't take care of themselves. We're going to go into Bethlehem, and we're going to see this thing. We're going to see this that we have been told about. It's a step of faith. Faith that the religious leaders aren't going to have. Maybe 2 years from now when the wise men come looking for Jesus. It's a step of faith to leave in the middle of the night what they're doing, to go see what God has told them He has done. Then that faith is confirmed in verse 16. They came in a hurry, or they hurried, and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. Now that's a picture that we are very familiar with.